It's the Les Paul Show. The Les Paul Trio and one recording machine bring you an exceedingly transcribed quarter hour of multiplied music. And now here's the man who does it all with mirrors, Les Paul.
Hello.
Well, don't sound so happy.
Happy? Who can be happy on a day like today?
Well, everyone goes through that at some time or other.
Brother, after a day like today, I don't want anybody to go through a thing like... Have you got a headache?
Well, I got rid of mine. Can I get you something for yours?
No, I think it'll go away. Folks, we were invited out to some people's home. I don't know who the people were, why they're on Earth, but here we are in their parlor listening to stories hour after hour. And I was ready to give up. I was going to tear up my union card when I cleared my throat like that. She says, I think I know it. And she goes over to the piano and starts back. All I did was clear my... I will go like that. And she says, I'm pretty sure I got that. And then she starts in on the piano. Well, the wrong changes on the piano and all those clams and clinkers. Well, I thought, well, I've got to adjust to the world. It isn't going to adjust to me. I can see that. Then she starts whistling. And all those dogs clamoring to get in the house with her. And do you notice when she plays the piano, as she goes higher, the eyes cross?
Yes.
Oh, what a day. Well, anyway, we've got to get along with the show. We'll talk about it later. It is funny, you know, when
sure.
You stop and think later. At the time, it's a torture chamber.
Uh-huh.
What are we going to do?
Well, I like dark eyes.
I got them today.
You did very good considering the handicap you were working under.
I don't have any handicap. I've forgotten all about that routine and everything. Music's a great thing to get things off your mind, and I feel great.
Well, okay. That's good.
Headache's gone.
You know, I still can't get my mind off of that Monica, though. What was her last name?
Monica Mohead. Oh, brother. You can't get your mind off of her. Did you by any chance happen to turn around and take a look at the old man?
No, I was too busy looking at
her. Well, his name was Roddy, you know, and he's sitting back there, got his face in the hors d'oeuvres. He figures, now is the time to clean up. While Ma's playing the piano, I'll really make a haul.
Really?
So he's got his sleeves rolled up, and that guy is in those hors d'oeuvres. His hair's all mussed up. He's 100 pounds overweight anyway. And he starts going in there like a cement mixer, and those teeth. I hate to talk about anybody, but those teeth, hon. They're not synchronized, you know, they're the old style.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he would have his face full of these little cuts of ham and all these little things he had. And he'd yell, take another one, Monica. And then the teeth would open.
Oh, no.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, didn't you laugh?
Didn't I laugh? I had to turn my head away to keep from laughing. And what happens? I look at his son. He's sitting right next to me. That son would look great on an umbrella handle, believe me. Anyway, let's forget these people on this. What, you want to do a song?
I think I better do My Blue Heaven.
Oh, it's in. Let's go.
When whippoorwills call, evening is nigh. where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me. Baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
That's the way that character was doing over at the party. You know, the funny thing about it is he was eating like it was his last meal, like he was going to the chair or something. That's what made it so humorous, is the way the guy, he was so deadly about his actions, you know. I was just thinking, we haven't even mentioned who we are or why we're here or anything like that. Don't you think we ought to say something?
I think that would be a good
idea.
That's
Mary Ford. She just spoke. That's
and
Mary.
And you're Les Paul.
Yeah, and Mary sings three parts at once and does some very fantastic things with vocals on this program.
And Les plays seven guitars and all the rhythm instruments on this program. Now you can let go of my arm.
Well, that takes care of that. Now I thought maybe we'd do something very unusual on this show, something they wouldn't play anywhere. We will do it.
Okay.
All right, follow me.
You gotta walk,
you gotta walk that lonesome valley,
lonesome valley.
You gotta walk,
you gotta walk it
by yourself,
all by yourself.
No one here can walk it for you,
walk it for you.
You gotta walk it by yourself. Well, thanks, Ma. You're on my side. Take another one.
Coax me.
Please.
I gotta walk.
You gotta walk
that lonesome valley.
Wait, now I'll go with you.
I gotta go.
You gotta go
there by myself. No one here can walk it for me. I gotta walk.
We better not go around criticizing other people and their piano playing and everything.
I don't think we have much room.
Monica Mohan, I take everything back. And any similarity between Mary and Andy Devine was purely coincidental on that number. That part in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, I thought that maybe now we should do The World's Waiting for the Sunrise. Mary, one part.
Dear one. The world.
That's two parts.
Is waiting for the sunrise.
Oh, that's great. Now just stay right like that and let me get over here by the guitars. We'll knock ourselves out. Seven guitars. Wait a minute. I know. Seven guitars and three voices. Now let me get to the guitars. Here we go.
Is
over with. What's the sigh for?
I'm winded.
Well, you should be winded. Any gal that's trying to put the Andrews sisters out of business, well, it's going to take its toll, you know.
Oh, thanks.
Jiminy Christmas.
I hit some sharpens in there.
Well, now that you're taking bow for all the clams that you threw in there, I guess I'll have to take a bow for a couple of clunkers I threw in. My tie got caught. See, I want to wear a sports shirt from now on. I won't run into those problems. Well, I think we'd better forget dissecting our final number here. And, Vamoose, it's time to scram. But, we should tell the folks that we enjoyed being here. At least I did. Did you?
Yes.
Well, what are you looking at me like that with your arms and your hips for? I'm just...
You swapped all my lines.
Did you have some lines? Were you going to say something there?
Yes, and you very neatly cut me off.
Well, what would you like to say? Tell me what you'd like to say.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, I wasn't even going to say goodbye. I was just going to say so long. We'll see you again soon.
This has been the Les Paul Trio, all tricked out in a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on guitar, one part Mary Ford on the vocals, and one part Eddie Stapleton on the rhythm gadgets. All parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.